We're in Siman Tuf Kuf Lamed Aleph, finishing up. The Rama says, "Misha Himir Daso v'Chazer B'Tshuva v'Darko L'Galeach Mutar L'Galeach B'Moed." One who was Chazer B'Tshuva, and the minhag was when someone was Chazer B'Tshuva, they would shave, because this was similar to Avodah Zarah. We said someone who had performed the Avodah Zarah, they're similar to a Metzora, that we require you to shave. So to a person who was Chozer B'Tshuva, who had performed the Avodah Zarah, if the minhag was to shave, they're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Because the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't allow him to join in to be part of a Davar Shebekdusha, to be a Minyan for a Davar Shebekdusha until he shaves, so therefore he'd be allowed to shave for that purpose. Obviously, this doesn't seem to be the minhag anymore, but this was the case. The Mishnah Berurah implies that if there's a tzorich mitzvah, then you're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, as well, it's pointed out by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that someone who has long hair and they don't want to put on tefillin on their long hair because they're choshesh chasitza of some sort, so then letzorich mitzvah putting on tefillin, you'd be allowed to cut your hair in the place of the tefillin. So to a woman who part of her hair is sticking out, and she doesn't, since it's inappropriate for that hair to be sticking out, the Das Torah says she'd be allowed to cut that. So Tur V'Yashu says she'd be allowed to cut that because the tzorich mitzvah, you're allowed to cut or shave on Chol HaMoed. Obviously, this does not include the tzorich mitzvah of Kavod Yontif, because that's why this whole thing was instituted, so that you wouldn't shave on shaving for on Chol HaMoed to be able to look for Yontif. Sivches, Kol Adam Mutter Lito Safa B'Chol HaMoed. Everyone is allowed to cut their mustache on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Rama says, a field for Hesi, even in public. Umutter Lacho V'Lisra Grosh HaMoed, Avapisha Meshir Seir, V'Mizim Mishim Giluch. You're allowed to brush your hair, comb your hair on a Chol HaMoed, even if some hair comes out, and this is not included in shaving. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to cut your mustache, even if it is not preventing you from eating at all. We find that when it comes to the 3 weeks, the Rama says that, and the Shulchan Aruch regarding the 9 Shavuot Shechalbo says that you're only allowed to cut your mustache if it's preventing you from eating. But here we find that it's okay, even if it's not preventing you from eating. And the difference the Machzitza Shekel explains is because during the 3 weeks, shaving your whole body is prohibited, and therefore removing the mustache is only okay if you're going to be eating, if it's preventing you from eating. But here it sounds like it's not specifically shaving your whole body that's prohibited on Chol HaMoed, rather specifically the beard area, and therefore the mustache is going to be permissible for everyone. So too, the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, any rechitz is going to be mutter during Chol HaMoed as well. The Shaar HaTzion says the reason that a mustache is different than a beard is because when you grow your mustache long, there's no real nivel involved. So the whole point of not allowing you to shave during Chol HaMoed was because we're afraid you're going to enter into Yontif Menuvel with a long beard or long hair. But having a long mustache is not considered to be Menuvel, and therefore it's okay to cut your mustache on Chol HaMoed. Simen Tavkuf Lamed Beis Netilas Tziparnayim B'Chol HaMoed. Sif Aleph Mutter Litol Tziparnayim Bein Diyad Bein Deregel. One is allowed to cut their fingernails, whether it be the nails of their hand or the nails of their feet, even with scissors and for sure with their mouth, etc. The Rama adds, Aval Yesh Machmirin V'Osrim. There are some who prohibit it. V'chein Hu Aminag L'Hachmir Shal Litlam Bein B'Sakim Bein Misraim Imol Tzorach Mitzvah Stilos Nodlam Darkam B'Chol. The Rama says the minhag is to be Machmir, not to cut your nails, unless it is the tzorach mitzvah for tefillah purposes. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that those are machmir is because they hold that the same reason that you're not allowed to cut your hair on Chol HaMoed because we're afraid you're going to enter into Yontif Menuvel, so too with fingernails we're afraid you're going to enter into Yontif Menuvel. However, there's an exception over here, as opposed to by cutting your hair, where we say even if you shave right before Yontif, you wouldn't be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Berurah says that by cutting your nails, if you cut your nails before Yontif, you're going to be allowed to cut them on Chol HaMoed because there are some who are matir anyway by shaving if you had shaved right before Yontif. And even though we don't paskin that way, since here there are some who are megil regarding cutting your nails on Chol HaMoed altogether, we combine the two and we say you don't need to be machmir. This is all, again, with a sakin or a utensil of some sort. But cutting your nails with your finger, cutting your nails with your mouth, biting your nails, that would be permissible, even according to those who prohibit but cutting your nails on Chol HaMoed, they would permit with your mouth. Siv Beis, Kol Refua Mutter B'Chol HaMoed. Any Refua is going to be permissible on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's mutter even to do, this means it's even mutter to do a malacha gemura, something, a malacha which you normally wouldn't be allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, if it's for refuah purposes, it's permissible, not only for a chola she'yesh bo sakana, but even for a chola she'ein bo sakana. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that it's only permissible for a chola she'ein bo sakana. What about someone who has a mechash ba'alma, just a slight headache. So earlier in Siman Tov Samech Ches, it sounded like Hakazas Dam is mutar on cholamoid, even for someone that is not a chola, but is just doing it for health purposes. But from the Ber Halacha in Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph, it sounds like it's not going to be mutar unless you are a chola she'embo sakana lamaiser. Moshe Feinstein says that even if someone just has a mechesh ba'alma, it's mutter to do a malacha for refuah purposes. So too Rav Vosner says, even by a mechesh ba'alma, it will be permissible to do a malacha, even for, as long as it's for refuah purposes. What about setting up an appointment? If it's just a checkup during chol amoed, is that considered mechave malachta b'moed, etc.? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you would not be able to set up just a regular checkup during chol amoed. That would be a zilzal in the kavod hamoed. Right, if it's not for a specific purpose, it's just a checkup, that would not be okay. However, Rav Schechter holds that this is similar to refuah, ochel nefesh, tzorcha guf, it's going to be mutter, and therefore you would be allowed to schedule a doctor's appointment for chol hamoed.